This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. To many people outside the community, Birmingham's Inslee neighborhood is known as a crime-ridden, impoverished place. Over the next several months, WBHM brings you The Junction, Stories from Inslee, Alabama, a project created by independent producer Mary Quintus. The Junction goes beyond the quick crime reports to explore what life is like in Inslee, according to the community itself, as part of Local Lore, Finding America, a national initiative to expand public media. This morning, we kick off the series.
Presenting the 20th century Gabriel, Erskine Hawkins.
This is Erskine Hawkins at Harlem's Savoy Ballroom in 1940, playing his signature song.
Melody you like so well, ladies and gentlemen, Tuxedo Junction.
Tuxedo Junction is a jazz standard. I've found over 200 cover versions online by everyone from Glenn Miller to the staff band of the Norwegian Armed Forces. There are covers by harmonica ensembles, and there are some with vocals, like this one by the Andrews Sisters. If you happen to be listening to this outside of Alabama, this famous song is about a place you've probably never heard of. A small community in Birmingham called Inslee.
Way down south in Birmingham, an old place.
Erskine Hawkins got his start performing in a dance hall in Inslee. Back in Hawkins' day, trolley cars brought people from across Birmingham into the community. A vibrant commercial and entertainment district grew around the intersection of the trolley lines, an area that the locals called Tuxedo Junction.
It's a junction. Town folks,
Hawkins' song is a point of pride for the Inslee community. Tuxedo Junction immortalized Inslee in its heyday, a bustling, thriving, prosperous place that drew people from across the city. And when I talk to people in Inslee today, many describe the community they grew up in much the same way.
My name is Jennifer White Flannoy.
My name is Joyce Young.
My name is Rosalind Claiborne. I'm from Inslee.
So tell me about what it was like growing up here.
It was wonderful.
It was very thriving.
Thriving, busy, a booming, prosperous community.
U.S. Steel was employing hundreds of people, our families. We lived good.
From Inslee's founding in the late 1800s, the community's chief employer was U.S. Steel's Inslee Works plant. But from the mid-1970s through the mid-80s, U.S. Steel gradually shut down the Inslee facilities.
The families had to move away because you had to move closer to where your job was at. The housing market went down, stores left, businesses left. It devastated the community. We tried to come back with other things, but it never did really come back.
What's your perception of Inslee? What do you think about the area?
That's WBHM's Matt Diffie. He's talking to people in downtown Birmingham.
I hear it's like just a pretty rough part of town.
From what people say, it's not a safe place to be at night.
As far as maybe me hanging out or driving there after hours, late at night, not going to happen.
Do you think there are misconceptions about Inslee?
Well, I cannot say there's a misconception because there is problems. There is, you know, you can't deny that. But at the same time, it's how it's sensationalized. So all I'm going to know is Inslee and gunshot.
I feel like we get a little bit like no justice because when we do positive things, we don't get a lot of coverage for that. But when we get the shootings or something negative, they're quick to cover that.
Inslee is not just doom and gloom.
This is Brian Gunn. He's the district coordinator for Rev Birmingham, an economic development organization. Brian is helping to develop new community spaces in downtown Inslee, including a jazz house in an unused storefront and a makeshift movie theater. On the day we spoke, Inslee community members and volunteers from across Birmingham were helping to transform the spaces.
When you actually get out here and you see that the community is willing to come out and make a difference in their own backyard, that gives people hope. There are people out here making Inslee a better place, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
My hopes for Inslee to bring back her glory and her beauty.
I hope that Inslee come back better than it was before.
So I'm going to stay, and I'm going to put it back together and do my part.
The dance hall where Erskine Hawkins used to play, it's empty now, and it's the only surviving building from Tuxedo Junction's heyday. But a few blocks away, the new jazz house had its first event in January, a poetry open mic night. About 100 people from Inslee and across Birmingham gathered to perform, to listen, and to answer a few trivia questions.
There is a song written by A Man from Inslee. It's a very famous jazz song. His name is Erskine Hawkins. What song did he write about Inslee? Tuxedo!
Poetry Night is the third Thursday of every month at the Jazz House in Inslee. You've just heard the first episode in a new series called The Junction, Stories from Inslee, Alabama. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and check out our website, junctionstories.com, for photos from this story and recordings of open mic night performances. The Junction is produced by me, Mary Quintus, and brought to you by WBHM and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio Incorporated. Financial support comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts.